Welcome back to the F590 Show. The month of May is all about grads, moms, giving thanks to those that lost their lives in service to this country, and the unofficial start of summer vacation season. As you travel across this great country of ours, remember to show appreciation for those that lost their lives to keep it free. You also want to have the confidence that the car you and your family are driving in is top-notch. I can personally assure you that such vehicles can be found at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Ryan Kimner and his sales staff will be there by your side if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. They have a wide variety of inventory of both and financing for everyone. $6,000 off Grand Caravans, up to $12,000 off Rams, and $5,500 off Jeep Cherokee, which is their best-selling product. You can never go wrong at Bellman Automotive, 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri. Give them a call at 636-462-3600. That's BellmanCDJR.com. So yesterday, a very strange incident happened at Busch Stadium where a woman was grazed in the arm by a stray bullet. She was sitting in section 141, and she was struck at around 9:40. Now, the police were called for shots fired at the 14th Street and Choteau Avenue area. So they're thinking that it wasn't like a shootout. It's that someone maybe had celebratory gunfire for some reason or another, shot the bullet in the air, and when it landed, it grazed this woman's arm. So is this going to be a new concern for people going to Busch Stadium? And is this going to be a new trend for the people who look to do harm on others that are around Busch Stadium?
I doubt it.
I hope not.
No, this seems like a freak incident. I mean, the paper's reporting now, and like the last time this happened was when Sportsman Park was around. And
yeah, did you see what her compensation was?
Yeah, three tickets.
Three tickets, yeah. I don't think the Cardinals are going to get off that easy this time around. But
I saw a report that was the last time they could find a reported incident of somebody being struck by a bullet inside a St. Louis baseball stadium. So, no, I do not think this is in any sort a harbinger of the new times.
And I don't think this is
crazy any story, though.
I don't think this is any kind of indication that that this is going, like, you know, the crime-ridden city of St. Louis, and this is what happened. This is just, like you said, a freak occurrence.
They broadcast PSAs every 4th of July and New Year's not to shoot your gun in celebration.
Oh,
so
all the
clearly
time.
This is not a crime issue. This is a stupid people issue, and that is never going to be solved. Sorry.
I want to say this happened to somebody I went to high school with when he was at the Grand Canyon, that he got struck by a bullet like that, that someone just fired a bullet in the air like miles away, and he was visiting the Grand Canyon, and he got struck by that bullet. I'll have to see if I can reconfirm that story during the next commercial break. I'll text my sister. I think she knows.
Last time I'm going to the southwest of this country, it's going to be hell. Like, okay, so I'm never going to that part of the country ever again.
Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and the wonderful, fantastic Baby O is joining us. Baby O, are you there? There we are. Baby O, what's on your mind, sir?
And I was great to say it. I was saying, where's the music? And everything went blank. I'm doing well. First of all, this deal at Busch Stadium, I think we talk about it for a minute, but this is not a crime trend or anything.
No, it's not. At least I hope it's not going to be one.
But you know, there are going to be people, hopefully not, maybe not on this show, but around town. Oh, that's the reason we don't go downtown. We want to go downtown. But there's 45,000 people at every baseball game. And I don't think not one person is going to stay home tomorrow, if not for the weather, because of what incident happened the other night.
Yeah,
it's not like somebody was shooting at the stadium.
Exactly. It wasn't like it was some kind of like OK Corral kind of shootout going on the corner of 7th and Clark.
This wasn't a sniper sitting on top of one of the hotels downtown shooting in Busch Stadium. So
I think if there's anybody in the St. Louis media who would be saying something like that, it's a certain loudmouth that used to occupy these very airwaves.
He's the only one I can think of. One of them is in Montana, so we have to worry about him.
I don't think he's in Montana anymore either. I think he's selling cars in New Brunswick, New Jersey. I'm not even making a joke.
Well, he'd make a perfect used car sale.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, but on the Blues, And I kind of talked about it with the guys on early this morning on their 5 o'clock show. And I think it's time to start calling out other players on the Blues besides Tarasenko. And I've heard people say, well, Tarasenko needs to step up. You know, where's Berglund? Where's Steen?
Where's
Schwartz?
Where's David Perron? Where's he been?
Where's David Perron? You know what I mean? I mean, collectively, this is a total team effort as far as lack of offense is a concern. And you look at the game last night, the Blues really got a break. Because Nashville had one time where they hit the crossbar, and they had another time where they hit the goalpost.
Well, I guess they kind of evened out that gift of a power play that the Nashville Predators were given by the referees when they said, okay, well, we're going to have Reeves and Edmondson go off on this roughing penalty, and, we're only going to have one player from Nashville go off in the penalty box, too. It didn't make any sense on why they did that.
Well, but you know what? It didn't make any sense given Subban that penalty either when Edmondson basically knocked his head off. I didn't understand that one either.
Yeah, but I think PK Subban is a fantastic player, and I would kill for him to be playing in St. Louis, but I think he's a little bit of a diver, and I think he's a little bit of an embellisher. So I think that's the reason why he got that.
So what? It's called gamesmanship.
Sure, it is. I've got no problem with that. Trust me, I'm an NBA fan. I understand that. But I think sometimes, though, you know, sometimes you're going to get away with it and sometimes you're not.
Who's a bigger flopper than LeBron James?
Nobody. Maybe.
I'm trying to think. Have him on your team if he had NBA
team? Oh, absolutely. I'm trying to think who's a bigger flopper than LeBron, Rocchio of the NBA.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade's a pretty big flopper. There's someone else who's even worse than what he is.
Dwayne Wade won a
Reggie
final
Evans.
Dwayne Wade won
oh
a final series.
Oh, my God,
series.
Reggie Evans was so bad.
Dwayne Wade won a final series on his ability to flop.
D-Whistle?
Well, Reggie Evans flopping was all he could do.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And he may not have been flopping. He may have just been clumsy.
Shaq.
Thought it was flopping.
Yeah, Shaq flopped all the time, too.
I was going to say, outside of the NBA, I can name a couple soccer players. That
oh, yeah, there's a lot of soccer. Oh, my God, they do it all the time in soccer.
And just like basketball, it's for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
You get easy points.
Oh, I love in soccer. Then they bring the stretcher out.
Oh, yeah. They literally got shot.
That's the best part because no one in Europe has yet figured out how to carry a two-person stretcher without somehow tipping the player off of it.
And talk about being shot by a sniper. That's what these guys act like. They act like they got shot by a sniper. And they're laying on the ground, writhing in pain. You have the paramedics come out there, whoever they are, the trainers come out with a two-man stretcher. They carry him off the field, and they're screaming and grabbing their knee. And then 2 minutes later, they're out there running around again. I mean, it's such a soap opera.
And you see basketball, you see football players walk off on their own with a broken leg.
Oh, yeah, all the time. And look at hockey players, too. My God, hockey players will go off and get 20 stitches and come out and play again.
You know, as far as the Blues are concerned, and let's face it, the Predators, their top offensive players aren't hurting the Blues either. You look at the score at Arvidsson and Forsberg.
They've been quiet.
Hurting the Blues.
Yeah, they've been quiet. The Blues have been beaten by the Nashville defensemen. Their defensemen have been fantastic.
Yeah, their defensemen have been fantastic. So, and I'm gonna tell you, I just don't want to unless this guy really comes out and just stinks up the joint. I'm not gonna blame Jake Allen at all for anything because he basically won the series against Minnesota.
He did, yeah. Jake Allen, is he as good? Has he been as good in this series as he was against Minnesota? No, I don't think he has been, but I don't think any of these losses have really been his fault.
That. It's going to be hard to top what he did in Minnesota.
Absolutely.
And I think the problem is Pecorine is outplaying him, which kind of overshadows the good job that Jake Allen is doing.
I thought Jake Allen actually played a really good game last night. He was just completely overshadowed by Renee, and it was like it was like watching a heavyweight fight where these two goalies were just going toe to toe. And last night, Pekka Renee was just better. That's just what it all comes down to.
Yeah, he was better. Speaking of heavyweight fights, did you see Klitschko get knocked out the other night?
I did, and I hope.
Man.
I hope that Vladimir Klitschko retires. I'm a huge fan of both Klitschko brothers because it's not their fault that the heavyweight regime that they fought in hasn't been very good, but you cannot question these guys as far as humanitarians. They are tremendous people. They really care about the sport of boxing. They really care about the world. They care about Ukraine. They care about Europe and European issues. They're human rights activists. They're just overall great guys, both the Klitschko brothers. I wish them nothing but success, anything they have outside of the ring.
Yeah, but I just thought I'd throw that in there. But as far as Friday's game with the Blues, or is it tomorrow?
It's Friday.
Or Friday?
It's Friday.
Yeah, that's right, because they're talking the Cinco de Mayo mess. The Blues are going to have to score first.
Yes. That's and one I thing they have not done so far this series, to score first.
Exactly. They said the Blues have been ahead 3 minutes, I think 3 minutes, this whole series. And that was the game they won when they scored the second goal. I didn't realize that until I heard the stat earlier today. But they cannot let Nashville, first of all, take the air out of that arena, and they can't let the Nashville take the air out of them. Because right now, you know, I'm worried about how they're going to handle this thing emotionally if they get down. Maybe not 1-0, but if they get down 2-0, and especially the way their offense is playing, I think it may be trouble. I have confidence they're gonna play a good game and maybe win, but it is very, very important that they get off to a good start and keep the crowd in the game and keep Nashville from taking the air out of that building. Take care, guys. I'll probably talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good, baby. Oh, have a great night.
All right.
The Blues, they are 1-4 in the 2017 Stanley Cup playoffs when allowing the first goal, and 4-0 when they score first. That tells you everything you need to know. They got to score first. Is John still on the line? Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's take a very quick commercial break. John, hold on, and then when we get back on the other side of the break, we'll get to you. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.